From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the West Bank, human rights activists are accusing Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas of ignoring the rule of law. Abbas has issued a series of controversial decrees since the middle of last month. That's when Hamas militants seized the Gaza Strip from his Fatah movement, leaving the Palestinians with rival governments. Abbas's critics say his decrees are unconstitutional, but his supporters say he has no choice. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from the West Bank's political and commercial capital, Ramallah.
In a Ramallah office building, half a dozen members of the Palestinian parliament spent the afternoon arguing. They're here because parliament is closed. Hamas, which has a majority in the legislature, boycotted yesterday's session called by Abbas to extend the emergency government he formed after last month's bloody showdown in Gaza. Without the parliament stamp of approval, Abbas is likely to extend the government with a presidential decree, a move some here see as unconstitutional. Independent legislator Hanan Ashrawi says she was worried about the future of democracy in the Palestinian territories even before the events of the past month.
Matters have been going downhill for quite some time. The political system in Palestine has been abused and has been systematically weakened, I would say, by anybody who is in power. There's a real lack of understanding of what democracy is, and there's a real factional approach.
In the past month, Ashrawi says, things have only gotten worse. Following the factional warfare in Gaza, Abbas dissolved the coalition with Hamas and appointed the emergency government in the West Bank. But the Hamas leadership in Gaza said Abbas's move was illegitimate and has refused to recognize or cooperate with the new government. Since then, Abbas has issued a series of decrees that have many moderates worried. He canceled the licenses of hundreds of non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, in the West Bank, and said all such organizations must receive new licenses from the Interior Ministry. Critics say that decree was used solely to disband groups affiliated with Hamas. Abbas also ordered his security forces in the West Bank to arrest anyone carrying an unlicensed weapon. More than 300 Palestinians were detained, almost all of them linked to Hamas. No members of Fetah-linked groups were arrested or asked to give up their guns. Earlier this week, Abbas issued another decree declaring that all civilian courts were to be replaced by military tribunals. But after an angry public outcry, that decree was rescinded. Legislator Case Abulela says Abbas was right to form the emergency government for a limited period. But now, he says, it's time to move on.
This falls within the constitutional powers of the president according to our basic law. But from a political point of view, this should lead to a peaceful and democratic resolution which is based on new elections.
But Fatah leader Azam Al Ahmed, a close confidant of Abbas, says there's no need for new elections and no way to carry them out, given the current political division between the West Bank and Gaza. He says Abbas, whom he calls by his nickname Abu Mazen, is respecting the rule of law. And, he says, the international community's decision to lift an economic boycott has helped the new West Bank government consolidate its power.
All the world, and especially the Arab world, and in Europe, and the states, agree with Abu Mazen and what's going on now, and especially with Abu Mazen.
But there is growing concern among Palestinian civil society activists about Abbas's rule by decree. Shawan Jabari, the director of the Al-Haq Human Rights Group, says the Palestinian Basic Law requires Abbas to bring the emergency government before parliament before its mandate can be extended. And the lawmakers must also approve all the decrees issued by Abbas over the past month.
If the president doesn't respect rule of law, who will respect that? If he continue like this in the future, I think he will be like a dictatorship.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramallah.